And we are joined now by his trainer, George Weaver, who has trained more than 700 winners in his career, countless greatest stakes winners, looking for another one later today. George, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Bluegrass Day.
Yeah, it's a big day. We're very excited. I grew up here in Kentucky, so, you know, it's an honor and a thrill to be participating in the race today.
Did you ever think you'd be in this position with the morning line favorite in the Bluegrass as a Kentucky guy?
Well, you know, I got into the business and wanted to train horses, so we're looking for these kind all the time. I don't have quite as much purchasing power as some of the other guys, but, you know, we're just grateful that we got a good one, and I can't wait for this afternoon.
Talk about his development. I mean, he really started out in a flashy manner. What was your plan going into this year?
Well, early on last year, before he ever ran, the horse was showing his talent. You know, we were getting a lot of good signs from him that he could run. And, you know, you just try to get him to the first race and go from there. You know, once they get a race under their belt, it's a little bit easier to manage him. But he ran great first time out, going 3/4 of a mile. And, you know, I guess a part of us was thinking about the Breeders' Cup, but we were like, you know, that's really too much of a step for him to go from a maiden race at 6 to 2 turns, 1/16 at Churchill. You know, let's go into Nashua. Let's test, you know, test the waters there and see how he does, see how he handles the extra 1/4 mile, but stay at 1 turn. And he ran big at that race. So, you know, needless to say, at the end of 2018, we knew we had a really good colt on our hands. We were thinking about the next year in front of us. And the horse is a May 22nd baby, and we decided to give him a break. I really felt that if we kept pushing on him, to run, and you know, we could have run in the Hollywood or the Los Alamitos Futurity, or you know, we could have tried to go for some gold back then. But I felt like if we didn't give him a little break then, that we were running the risk of getting to this point in the year and not having, you know, needing a break then. I didn't want that. I wanted to give the horse a chance to make the big dance, and so we gave him a break, and he came back into Fountain Youth with what I thought was a very, very credible race. First time 2 turns, it's, you know, it's hard to do that off a 4-month layoff, and I thought he might have been a little bit green under the 2-turn scenario. So we're just looking forward to seeing what he can do today.
The decision to come here as opposed to staying in Florida and running last weekend's Florida Derby, talk about making that call.
Well, you know, if you have a colt on this trail, you know, one of the perks of it is that you've got these million-dollar races here, million-dollar race there. It kind of spreads them out a little bit, and from a handicapping point of view, I'm going to look for my best shot to get there. We don't have enough points to get in right now. I need to get there. So I don't need to find the most difficult race. You know, a lot of the motive to going in the Bluegrass is I think that we can beat these horses. You know, I think it's an I really think that it is an easier race than what the Florida Derby was. And I know that the Kentucky Derby is not going to be easy, but I need to get that. If I don't get the points, I can't get there. So I'm just looking to take my best shot at winning a $1 million race and getting to the Derby. And I like probably the second factor. I like an extra week off the layoff race. You know, when a horse runs big off the layoff, I never have luck bringing him back too quick off of that. So I figured the extra week helped us here going into the Bluegrass, and it would have been between the Florida Derby and the Kentucky Derby if that had happened. So anyway, I'm happy with the decision. I think it's a no-brainer.
You're a very old school guy. I love it. I mean, you take your time, you put thought into what you do, and you're not just interested in winning as many big races as you can as fast as you can. I mean, that's very rare in today's business as far as the Kentucky Derby's concerned.
Well, I don't we just don't have that many horses come into our barn with this kind of caliber. We've been lucky over the last few years. We've got a filly that's on the Oaks Trail. She may or may not get in, and we have that mare, Daddy's Legend, really good mare, but we just don't have that. We don't get that many opportunities, so I feel like I have to manage them. You know, I can't just be willy-nilly and just throw them in races for no reason. I think we have to be more deliberate and try to plan and maximize what we have. We really think that Vekoma, regardless of what he does today, has the potential to be a stallion candidate, and, you know, we just want to make all the right moves with him, and, you know, it's not a perfect game. You never, there's so many factors you can't count for, but we feel like we made the right choice. We're just looking forward to seeing him run.
Talking with trainer George Weaver here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Vekoma 9-5 on the morning line in today's Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. Again, you'll hear the Bluegrass, the Wood, the Santa Anita Derby, and the Ashland Stakes as part of our coverage this afternoon, 5:30 Eastern, Sirius 219, XM 201, affiliates around the country, and all that coverage presented by our friends at Red Brand Fence. George, as you're watching last weekend's Florida Derby, the two horses that finished in front of you last time, Code of Honor, Bourbon War, two of the top choices in there, neither one of them get to the winner's circle. As you're watching that, what's going through your mind, and what are you looking for in that race, if anything?
Well, you know, initially you second guess yourself. You're like, oh man, this horse, you know, this horse ran for 16 first time out. He wins, a maiden finishes second. Maybe did I make the wrong choice here in race choices? But still, going, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and you know, there's no question in my mind that the race here, the Bluegrass, come up a little easier. And the reality is that that horse of services ran a huge race. I mean, he came home in 35 and change. Yeah, the track was playing to. It was playing for speed, and he got to walk the dog the first half, and it was over. I mean, he flew home, and then nobody's catching him. And the maiden ran well too. So, and another thing I thought, I was like, well, maybe Code of Honor and Bourbon War, maybe coming back for 4 weeks for them, took a little starch out of them, and maybe that's what, you know, maybe I made the right move. I don't know. I'm not around those horses. And look, these, you know, back in the day, they used to run them back in 2 weeks. When I came here to the Bluegrass as a kid, it was 9 days before the Derby. So. Who knows? You know, sometimes we might overplay the time between races. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very happy with the choice I made. And, you know, I think the Florida Derby, those horses are all good colts, and they're going to make noise the rest of the year.
What was the first Bluegrass Stakes you remember coming to here at Keeneland?
I went to so many. My dad brought me over here. I mean, when I was 2-3 years old, I was running around in between people's legs. And just, you know, the track was my home. We come all the time. But I remember being here when Ali Sheba and War – those horses were in there. That was in probably 87. You know, I was here 49. A lot of good horses, man. And it was. I got a lot of great memories.
It's been a while since the winner of the Bluegrass has won the Kentucky Derby. You have to go back to Strike the Gold in 1991 for Nick Zito. Why is that?
Well, I think that there's been some changes about how people want to run their horses the time between races and stuff. But when they had the synthetic track here, I just think that it kind of – you know, people started going elsewhere. You know what I mean? The synthetic track played funny. Turf horses seemed to do better. And during that time period, it was no longer a serious Derby prep. Yes, if you wanted, you could go over there, but it didn't really produce any horses that really jumped up over there. And hopefully now that they've got a beautiful dirt course here, and hopefully at some point it will get its Grade 1 status reinstated, and I think it's going to become a major prep again.
Yeah, Polytrack experiment that they did here, you know, it was good for some people but not for others, and it's a situation where I think you're right, the trainers kind of jump ship. They used to come to Keeneland to train because they could train in bad weather for the Derby, but they didn't really want to run here. They wanted to stay on the dirt. So it's great that it's now back on the dirt and regaining its luster, because it's always been such a great race.
Yeah, I look forward. I mean, it's a big race today. It's a full field, very competitive. And, you know, besides our horse and Win-Win-Win are the two kind of obvious horses, there's a few horses in there that could jump up. Mark Cassie, Dale Roman's horses. You know, I mean, there's all these three-year-olds are sorting themselves out. And as we saw the last week, I mean, anybody can jump up. But if, you know, today's the day to do it. You know, we got the Wood, the San Diego Derby in here. That's kind of the last shot for some of these guys to get a chance to go.
George, as a Kentucky guy, obviously winning the Bluegrass Stakes is a big deal. But the ultimate goal for any trainer is to pick up that win in the Kentucky Derby. And I'm sure it's probably maybe even a little bit more special for you being a Kentucky guy. You've been there. You were there in 2015. What do you remember about that experience?
It was a lot of fun. I'm from Louisville, and there's so many people that came out to support me. It just felt really good. You know, I've been away from Louisville for so many years. My mom and dad still live there. And I just don't get to spend much time there, but it felt pretty neat. You know,
what was the walkover
home?
Like? Put me there with you in the walkover.
Yeah, it was big, man. You get goosebumps. I mean, there's nothing like the Derby. There's so many great races during the calendar year, but there's just nothing like the Derby. There really isn't.
I think the Louisville guys really appreciated it more than anybody else. You and Dale, and when you guys talk about it, it takes on a whole different. You guys get a glow about you, you know, when you talk about the Derby, and I think that's really cool.
A lot of Kentucky guys in the Bluegrass Stakes today, too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you've got Dale, you've got Kenny. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
George. I mean, it's the Kentucky boys are well represented in this race this afternoon.
Yep. I hope I've come out on the winning end of it.
Well, George, I know you got a busy morning. I told you I wouldn't keep you long. Really appreciate the visit. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we're going to send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It'll be an email gift certificate, so we'll get that to you. and really appreciate you stopping by. Good luck today. Go get it done.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.